Welcome to your walkthrough of the Bioscalar Wave process. This is one way to do this technique. There are others, but this is the way that we're going to do while we are learning. So to start the process, go ahead and get comfortable. It's best to be seated when you're doing this. So sit comfortably and put your feet on the ground and close your eyes. And get ready to move through some energy. So set your intent that you are going to move energy. You are here for the highest and best outcome. So for the next five breaths, you want to take a deep breath and imagine bringing energy from the bottom of your left foot up your left leg to your left knee, across your hips, down your right leg, and out your right foot. So you want to do that for the next five breaths. Go ahead and do that now. And now for the next five breaths, you want to start that same process, but start with your left knee. So imagine bringing energy from the left knee up through the left hip, across the pelvis, across to your right hip, down and out through your right knee. And do that for five breaths right now. And now we want to work through each of the chakras, five breaths each. We want to bring energy all the way up through each chakra. So starting with your root chakra at your tailbone, imagine bringing energy from that chakra all the way up through the other chakras to the top of your head and then back down through and out the root chakra. And you want to do that for five breaths. So go ahead and do that now. And then we want to move to the second chakra, the sacral chakra. So that's two fingers under your belly button. Imagine bringing energy in through that chakra, front and back, moving it all the way up to the top of your head, and then moving that energy all the way back down so that it exits out of the same sacral chakra. And you want to do that for five breaths. And then we want to move to the solar plexus chakra. So at the bottom of your rib cage, front and back, imagine pulling energy in through that solar plexus chakra up to the top of your head, all the way back down through each chakra and out the solar plexus chakra again, and do that for five breaths right now. Same thing for the heart chakra. Imagine energy coming through the heart chakra, going up through the other chakras, ascending upward to the top of your head, and then pull that energy back down and back out your heart chakra, and do that for five breaths. And then the throat chakra, imagine bringing energy into the throat chakra and ascending it up to the top of the head through the third eye chakra and the crown chakra, and then back down to come out the throat chakra, and do that for 5 breaths. And then the third eye chakra, your 6th chakra at the center of your forehead and the back of your head. Imagine energy coming through there, ascending up to the crown chakra, and then coming back down and out the 6th chakra. And you want to do that for 5 breaths, starting right now. And then bring in energy from the top of your head, so your crown chakra. Imagine energy coming in from there, back down, all the way down through your body, through each of your energy centers or chakras, all the way down to the root, and then back up through your body, and do that for 5 breaths. And now imagine your attention moving to your first chakra, again, your root chakra, and just be aware of the shape and the size of it when you're there. Does it look like a healthy, vital red color? Does it look sluggish? Does it look like it's spinning quickly? Does it look like it is spinning in a nice manner, or is it a little unruly? And then focus your attention on making it a perfect circle, making it a sphere about golf ball sized, beautiful color red. And then I want you to spin it clockwise, however that looks for you, whether that is as you're looking down at it clockwise or as if you were looking at your body in a mirror clockwise. Just spin it. And really just focus on spinning it, and spin it faster. And then a little bit faster. Faster still. And then make it go as fast as it can go. And then bring it back down to a normal pace, whatever that feels like for you. And now tune into your 2nd chakra. Same thing, we want to observe it. What do you see? What do you sense? What do you feel when you get in touch with that energy center? Does it look like a nice, healthy orange color? Does it feel sluggish? Does it feel fast? Does it look like it's spinning in a wonky or unruly manner? And then focus on making it a perfect golf ball size orange sphere. Bringing it into that normal shape. Then I want you to imagine spinning it clockwise. Make it go faster. Make it go faster still. Make it go even faster. See it spinning as fast as it can spin. And then bring it back to a normal pace. And for your 3rd chakra, the base of your rib cage, same thing. What do you see there? Do you see a healthy yellow color? Do you see something spinning in an out of alignment way? Does it seem like it's spinning normally? Is it big? Is it small? And focus on making it a golf ball size, perfect sphere of yellow. And then imagine that you're spinning it so that it goes faster. Spinning it so it goes a little faster even than that. And then even faster still. And see it spinning as fast as it can go. And then bring it back to a normal pace. And now we want to check in on our fourth chakra, our heart chakra. Observe it. What do you see, sense, or feel? Is it a healthy, vital color green? Some of you may see some flecks of pink here as well. Is it going fast? Is it slow? Is it sluggish? Is it stubborn? Is it spinning in the same direction as the others? Does it spin backwards? And then focus on pulling it into the correct color, form, shape, and size. So a nice, perfect, vibrant green golf ball sized circle. Spinning it faster. Going a little faster than that. Going faster still. And spinning it as fast as it can go. And then returning it to a normal, healthy pace, whatever that looks like for you. And we want to move to the fifth chakra in the throat. Observe what you see there. Does it feel small? Does it feel shy? Does it feel slow? Or is it very vibrant for you? And focus on bringing it into the correct size, color, and shape. So a golf ball sized blue circle or sphere, perfectly round. And then give it a little spin so that it moves faster. Imagine spinning it even faster. Spinning it faster still. And then really focusing on the spin so that it is as fast as it can go. And then imagine bringing it into the correct, healthy rate of spin or pace for you. And then your sixth chakra, third eye chakra, the middle of your forehead, in the middle of the top of the back of your head. Check in. What do you see here? Do you see a nice indigo color? Some of you may see more of a purple hue here, and that's okay too. What's the size, the shape, the pace of this chakra? Is it spinning in the same direction as the others? Does it feel slower, faster, stagnant? And we want to really focus on bringing it the correct color and size and shape. And then imagine yourself spinning it faster. Spinning it even faster. spinning it faster than that. And then spinning it as fast as it can go. And bringing it back into a healthy, vital, normal pace of spin. And then focus on your crown chakra, a couple of inches above your head. Many of you will see this as purple. Some of you will see this as white. There's no wrong or right way. Just see what is healthy for you. What does it look like right now for you? Does it look like a healthy, vital shape, color, size? And go ahead and work with it to make it that healthy shape, color, and size. A golf ball sized perfect circle, either violet or white. And then imagine spinning it clockwise so that it goes faster. And spinning it even faster than that. And spinning it again. Faster. And now see it going as fast as it can spin. And consciously bring it back to the perfect rate of spin and speed for you. And take a nice deep breath here and just recenter yourself in your body. You moved a lot of energy there, and now it's time to bring in the scalar wave. So in whatever way makes sense for you, you can imagine that you're tuning in to 1640 hertz. You can imagine that you're bringing in the frequency of unconditional love. You can imagine that you're bringing in the wave energy of God, of Source, of all that is, of Holy Spirit. Whatever you resonate with, that's what I want you to tune into. And I want you to imagine on the next five inhales that you are bringing in that energy, whether it's 1640 hertz, unconditional love, whatever that is for you, you're bringing that in on each of the next five inhales from each side of your body. So it's coming in from the right side and the left side into the very center of your heart space over the next five inhales. So go ahead and breathe that energy into the very center of your heart. And for the next five inhales, I want you to imagine breathing that energy, that frequency in from the front and the back, still coming into the center of your heart. So do that for the next five inhales. And for the next five inhales, now that we've brought the energy from left and right, front and back, we want to bring it from top and bottom, still to that point in the center of your heart. So for the next five inhales, imagine breathing that frequency and pulling that energy in from top and bottom to the center of your heart. So we've now created a scalar wave in the center of our body where all that energy came together from the three sides, from right and left, front and back, top and bottom. And it's almost like a zero point energy field. It is the point of creation and of perfection. So I want you to tune in that space in the center of your heart, tune into one perfect cell that exists there within this perfect wave of energy. And from there, imagine that you are replicating that cell. And then those two perfect cells replicate into four. And those four replicate. And all of your cells replicate exponentially through your entire system. And I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Focus on that, replicating those perfect cells out from the center of your heart. And when you feel ready, go ahead, open your eyes, and come back to your surroundings.